invigorate the soul, uplift the heart, and steer in the right direction. Ancient Tales of Wisdom on the SOH Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to Ancient Tales of Wisdom. I'm Donna. Today's story speaks of the Greek poet Homer, whose writings are said to have had vital influence in the development of Greek culture. Not only was Homer acknowledged by many Greeks as their great instructor, he was also referred to as a wandering bard and a singer of grand poetry. And now for today's Ancient Tale of Wisdom, a rose from Homer's grave. All the songs of the East speak of the love of the nightingale for the rose in the silent starlight night. The winged songster serenades the fragrant flowers. Not far from Smyrna, where the merchant drives his loaded camels, proudly arching their long necks as they journey beneath the lofty pines over holy ground, I saw a hedge of roses. The turtle dove flew among the branches of the tall trees, and as the sunbeams fell upon her wings, they glistened as if they were mother of pearl. On the rose bush grew a flower, more beautiful than them all, and to her the nightingale sung of his woes. But the rose remained silent. Not even a dewdrop lay like a tear of sympathy on her leaves. At last she bowed her head over a heap of stones and said, "Here rests the greatest singer in the world. Over his tomb will I spread my fragrance, and on it I will let my leaves fall when the storm scatters them. He who sung of Troy became earth, and from that earth I have sprung. I, a rose from the grave of Homer, am too lofty to bloom for a nightingale." Then the nightingale sung himself to death. A camel driver came by with his loaded camels and his black slaves. His little son found the dead bird and buried the lovely songster in the grave of the great Homer, while the rose trembled in the wind. The evening came, and the rose wrapped her leaves more closely round her and dreamed, and this was her dream. It was a fair and sunshiny day. A crowd of strangers drew near who had undertaken a pilgrimage to the grave of Homer. Among the strangers was a minstrel from the north, the home of the clouds and the brilliant lights of the Aurora Borealis. He plucked the rose and placed it in a book and carried it away into a distant part of the world, his fatherland. The rose faded with grief and lay between the leaves of the book, which he opened in his own home, saying, "Here is a rose from the grave of Homer." Then the flower awoke from her dream and trembled in the wind. A drop of dew fell from the leaves upon the singer's grave. The sun rose, and the flower bloomed more beautiful than ever. The day was hot, and she was still in her own warm Asia. Then footsteps approached, strangers, such as the rose had seen in her dream, came by, and among them was a poet from the north. He plucked the rose, pressed a kiss upon her fresh mouth, and carried her away to the home of the clouds and the northern lights. Like a mummy, the flower now rests in his Iliad, and as in her dream, she hears him say as he opens the book, "Here is a rose from the grave of Homer." SOH Network warmly acknowledges all of the many hearts and hands that grant us the privilege of sharing these wonderful stories from days gone by on Ancient Tales of Wisdom with our loyal listeners. Our story today is from Fairy Tales of Hans Christian Andersen. Thank you for listening to today's Ancient Tales of Wisdom. Until next time, I'm Donna Ware with the SOH Network, the home of Ancient Tales of Wisdom.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Tales of Wisdom. We here at SOH hope we will see you for our next installment on the SOH Radio Network.